1. Going solo. On September 30, 2007, the Non-Committals won the championship of the Brooklyn Kickball Invitational Tournament, defeating Prison under the lights of Greenpoint's McCarran Park. The teams were comprised mostly of young middle-class adults in their 20s and 30s who played regularly in a local league, but competitors came from as far as Providence, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, and Toronto. Today, there are booming kickball clubs in Maui, Miami, Dallas, Denver, San Diego, and Seattle. The World Adult Kickball Association, which hosted 72 teams and 1,500 players at its 2009 Founders Cup in Las Vegas, calls the game the new American pastime. That's clearly a misnomer, however, since the group has also helped organize leagues in England and India and is eagerly seeking additional outposts. It's hard not to interpret the surprising popularity of this childhood game as a symbol of the historically new life stage that sociologists call second adolescence. This period of prolonged development on the path to adulthood is growing increasingly common in affluent nations, where young adults are growing ever more committed to non-committal living, as the Brooklyn champs would put it. In Chicago, for instance, one organization's ads for a kickball league claim, "Recess was never this much fun." And its campaign for a dodgeball league, what else, promises, "As an adult, you can relive the glory days on the playground." In some places, games reproduce the college fraternity experience as well as elementary school days.